Next item is Brian Papp, two lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 531.
This is a request to subdivide a 1.6-acre parcel into two lots with access from an existing 50-foot easement. One of the lots would be 38,886 square feet. The other, 34,574 square feet. The owner is proposing to extend an existing 50-foot easement. If you did approve this request, it would be the second and third lots having access from the easement. LDOT issued a letter of no objection. And if you approve it as submitted, you should stipulate that any further subdivision would require a public hearing and provided you a sketch of this request.
And thank you, Mr. Abbott. And Mr. Chairman, I have a motion regarding the request of Brian Papp to create two lots of 50-foot easement off Road 531. A motion is for approval of that request with the stipulation that any further subdivision of the property would require a major subdivision application.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve two lots on a 50-foot easement on Road 531 for Brian Papp with the stipulation that any further subdivision shall require a major subdivision application. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Henry Seppi, three lots on a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 431.
This is a request to subdivide 12.19 acres into three lots with access from a 50-foot right-of-way. Lot 1 would contain 1.75 acres, Lot 2, an acre and a half, and the residual lands, 8.94 acres. The owner is proposing to create the right-of-way over an existing driveway. You could approve it as submitted or require an application for a major subdivision. If you do approve it as submitted, you should stipulate that any further subdivision will require a major subdivision application. You originally approved this request on March 17th of 2010. However, they never recorded the final plan within the one-year period, and we provided you a sketch of this request.
Mr. Chairman, since this application is a result of a senior moment and we've already approved it, I see no reason not to approve it again and see if they can't hit it the second time.
All right, then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the application of Henry Seppi for three parcels on a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 431 as submitted with the stipulation that any further subdivision of the property will require a major subdivision application.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve three lots and a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 431 for Henry Seppi with the stipulation that any further subdivision shall require a major subdivision application. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was conditional use number 1968, Ray Baker.
Mr. Chairman, without objection from the commission, I'd like to an opportunity to draw up a proper motion for approval unless someone objects and feels otherwise. In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1968, Ray Baker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carry.